Hi, happy whatever day you're listening to this on. It's me again, your favorite person in the whole wide world, wearing the worst outfit in the whole wide world. I get a lot of hate for this shirt. I think it's pretty saucy. And you know what? I think that that's what it is. I think people hate when you're like doing something fun and different. When you're just like being wild, being free, people are like, what is that? I work at a desk and have to wear a suit. And you're just wearing this Ed Hardy looking shirt? People just, I think, yeah, I think it's a great, well, Anthony thinks I look like Gwen Stefani. In line and settle down. Okay, I normally do a really good Gwen Stefani impression. That was not it. I think we've talked about this on like a super early episode where I tried to do a Gwen Stefani impression and I got too nervous and I couldn't do it. No, yeah, a little bit. I was talking about that, but she like, well, here's the thing. When I'm like in my car and a No Doubt song comes on, I'll sing to it and I'm like, oh my God, I literally sound like Gwen Stefani. And I'll like record myself on my phone singing so I can like post it on my story and have people be like, oh my God, Allie, wow, you're so talented. You sound just like Gwen Stefani. And then when I listen back to the recording, I'm like, maybe I sound like her dad trying to sing. Like it does not. But she's like, here. You know what I'm talking about? Here. Sorry, I'm out. No, hold on. I drink too much Red Bull and now I'm jacked. Here. No, I can't do it. I'm sweating. I'm already sweating. Fully dripping down my armpits. I bought a bike this week. You know the movie We Bought a Zoo? Well, guess what? I bought a bike and it's starring Matt Damon and it is getting bad reviews. What was that movie even about? Did he buy a zoo or is it a metaphor? What's the zoo? I feel like that was like a God movie, like one of those like weird movies that like secretly is about God or something. I don't know. I fuck with God. If you listen to last week's episode, me and God are tight as fuck. I fucking love God. I worship. No, I mean, whatever. I don't need to get into it. Listen to last week's episode. But what was that movie about? Who was like, we need to make this movie? I should watch it before I talk shit about it. But just the title. Why was that the title? We Bought a Zoo. It's like, well, now I don't need to watch the movie. The whole movie, they're like, are we going to buy it? And it's like, well, the title indicates that you do. So I'm going to guess that you bought the zoo. I want to buy a zoo. Well, no, I just want to have a farm. That's like my goal. I want to have a farm. I want to milk cows. I want to ride horses. Yeah, I think that would be cool. Anyway, why did I bring that up? I should get merch that just says, what was I talking about? Why did I bring that up? Wow, this is like the ADD podcast. Yeah. Brought to you by Red Bull, brought to you by Juul Addiction, brought to you by Cold Brew, brought to you by Pillows, brought to you by Liquid Death. Haven't talked about them in a while. I think they gave me like a code to use to say like 10% off or something. We were emailing about it and I don't think that I need to check that out. Oh boy. Okay. Liquid Death, anyway, comment on one of their Instagrams saying Allie brought you there just for fun, just to let them know that we're still talking about them. I'm bringing them back. I fuck with Liquid Death. They made like a sparkling water version now with bubbles. I tried to shotgun it like a beer and first of all, I haven't shotgunned anything in a long time. So I forgot how to key it open. So I keyed it while all of the water was on the side that I was keying it from. And it was the sparkling water. So it just exploded in my face. And then I posted it on Instagram and all the horny dudes were like, face shot. Guys are so horny. It is unbelievable how horny guys are. It's crazy. And here's the thing. I think guys need to stop being horny on Instagram because it just makes me realize that I could look like anything and guys would fuck me. Guys don't care. Like, sure, you have a type and there's like something, but like I could be missing like all of my front teeth and just have the back chompers, and there would be a guy who's interested in that. Probably, for sure. Definitely. I do think it would be cool to be missing a tooth. I have a lot of friends who like have a tooth gone and I'm like, damn, that looks so tight. Yes. That's what happens when you get sober. You start making friends who are missing teeth. Former meth heads. That's my friend group. It's so tight. I don't want to do meth, but I do want like the no one tooth gone. Anyway, why did I bring up We Bought a Zoo? How did that come up? I bought a bike. Yeah. Yeah, Allie bought a bike. How about you make that into a movie? Pixar? Paramount? Pixar came out of the closet with their first movie about a gay person. Called Out. I mean, all these movies with their titles. The Titanic should have been called Iceberg Sinks Ship. Damn, this episode is off to a freaking grand slam of a start. Wow. Yeah, what other movies? The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo should have been called Woman Gets Revenge. I know, I didn't want to bring the R word into it, but yeah. I've talked about how I saw The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo with my dad. That's the worst movie to see with your father. There's shockingly visceral R word scene. Not the R-tard word, but, you know, the rate and review. You know what I'm talking about. And I saw that with my dad in theaters, and I had just gotten a nose piercing. And I remember that this was right after I got my nose piercing because I felt so cool. I was like, do you think like people realize that I have a nose piercing now? Like, is it obvious? And I remember like giving my ticket to the lady at the movie theater being like, she thinks I'm so cool. I'm like with my dad at the movies, but I had a nose piercing. And I think it was because I was like 16. So I was like, this is crazy. That movie did not make me want to smoke cigarettes. It made me want to dye my hair black, have it be short, and like live in Sweden. I was like really obsessed with Sweden after I saw that movie. It just like looked so beautiful, and I wanted to be like a hacker, and like, I don't know. I liked it. But my dad is like the worst person. I've talked about this before. I should also get merch that says that. I've talked about this before. What was I talking about? I can't remember what I was talking about 2 seconds ago, but I can remember what I talked about on like episode 12. But my dad's the worst because he breathes so heavily and he's always like shuffling around because he has ADD and like can't sit still. So like during this R-word scene, my dad's just like, I'm like, this is disgusting. Be quiet. Close your eyes. I don't want to. It was terrible. Ugh. Anyway, so I bought a bike and I thought it was going to be fun. Like, remember when you were a kid and you were riding around a bike in the neighborhood with your friends and like you're sweating and the wind is blowing in your hair and you feel invincible? Like, I thought I was going to be like in Stranger Things riding this bike around. It's exhausting. It's not fun. I'm so out of shape. It hurts my ass so bad. Like, I thought I was thick, okay? A little bit. Like, white girl thick. I thought I was kind of thick. And then I sat on that bike. There's no thickness protecting me, but my fupa's getting in the way. I swear to God, the fupa's holding me back from being Lance Armstrong. Because these are, first of all, if you're wondering why I've worn these pants every single episode since quarantine, it's because I've gained a significant amount of weight. None of my other pants fit. I swear, none of my pants fit. And people are like, when I say I've gained weight, my friends are like, no, you look great. No, you haven't. And I'm like, tell that to my pants. My pants, they don't fuck with me anymore. They don't fuck with me. My pants are anti-Ally. I was like, I think I said this on the last episode, but whatever. I thought that, I was like, oh, I think I like just washed my pants. And it's like, no, I've tried so many times and it's like not happening. So that's why I'm wearing my big baggy pants because my fupa. And so I was riding my bike with my pants on, the denim that I've like been squeezing into, my last pair of black jeans that kind of barely fit. And it was like suffocating my, I literally, as I was biking, I unbuttoned my pants because you have to like kind of lean over and it hurt. I was like riding with my pants like just unzipped. Like Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving vibes on the bike. And I bought this bike. There's this place in LA called Adopt a Bike. They're great. Love them. Huge fan. Bought this bike. Yeah, it hurt so bad on my ass. So bad. Like, oh. Yeah, there's no amount of like thickness that could protect you from that. I need to get like, I'm scared that this is going to be one of those things though that I start doing kind of like jujitsu where I like start doing it and I'm all fired up for like a month and then I'm like, okay, that was cool, time to sell my bike. Hit me up in 2 months if you want a bike. I'll be selling a bike. But it's cool. I went on a 21 mile bike ride the other night, which is crazy because I did like a 3 mile bike. And that was exhausting. I was like, this is killing me. And I did a bike ride to Echo Park Lake. And there were a lot of people at the park. Peter, I'm on me, Peter at the park. Have you seen that video? Like my push-up bra. Tracy, my name's Tracy. What's the YouTube video called? Peter at the park. He don't know I'm gonna be there though. She's like, these little crusty crusts, these little crusty crusts I got. She's talking about her lips. It's so funny. It's a classic video. You got to watch it. Just type in Peter at the park. My push-up bra is going to get me my boyfriend back. Just type in something like that. Anyway. Yeah, there were a lot of people at the park. Everyone was kind of spaced out, though, you know. That's the thing. I think, did I talk about this last week? When people were getting mad at everyone being at the beach, it's like, when do you ever sit next to someone at the beach? Like, you're gonna, like, I went to the beach this weekend. I was in Newport Beach. My sister was over there, so I was with her. And I went to the beach alone because she didn't want to go. And there were a lot of people there, but I was alone. And no one, like, goes next to you when you're at the beach. Like, no one's, like, in your face at the beach. So I just did my own thing. I think I got sunburned on my back. I can't see it for myself. I don't know. But I just, like, laid out. It was so nice. And then I dipped into the water. And there were so many little yummy snacks on the beach. Man, it feels good to see, like, people out, you know? And then, oh, so I was biking. And I'm not wearing a mask on my bike. I'm in the street. I don't give a fuck about the law. I'm in the middle of the road. Just doing zigzags in the middle of the road. And this guy on the sidewalk has the audacity to say to me, mask, 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 mask. I'm not wearing the mask on the bike, okay? I'll wear a mask in the store, no problem. I got a cute mask now. It says stay away. It's so cute. Look at this. Hold on. Yeah, I got this cute little mask. I mean, it literally does nothing. It's like a t-shirt. It's so thin, but it does the job. And look at how cute it is. It's so cute. It says stay away. So yeah, I wear this when I go into places, but on my bike, like, I'm already sweating so much. Look at how cute. Look at this. Oh, of course it's upside down. I can't do anything right. Whatever. Yeah, so he was like, mask, mask, mask. And then I didn't know what to say. It was so quick. And I'm on my bike and he's walking on the sidewalk. I was just like, mask, mask. Like, I just mocked him like a parrot. I bet if I had a parrot, he'd be like, put a mask on your parrot. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Just like, I'm 6 feet away from this guy. That's like telling me if I was in my car with my windows rolled down to put a mask on. I'm not doing it, sir. Oh my gosh. Whatever. Sorry. Sorry if I sound ignorant, but that is my truth. In that moment, that was my truth. And yeah, I went to the park. There were a lot of people. I saw some baby geese. There were some baby ducks. It was so cute. No, at Echo Park Lake. Yeah. And then my friend was like, because I keep seeing my friend post on his Instagram story, him biking with his friends. And I'm like, oh my God, that looks so fun. And so I get this bike and I'm like, I want to be a part of this because everything looks fun on Instagram. You know, you see your friends posted up on their bikes and you're like, man, I want to do that. And so then he's like, yeah, let's go on a bike ride. And I'm like, okay, great. So I get to his place. I have my bike in my car. And he's like, okay, we're going on a 21-mile bike ride. What? That's not fun. Just take a picture of me on the bike and let me go home. And here's the craziest part. We biked 21 miles. I'm complaining the whole time, of course. Because I can't just, like, let it be a thing. I have to be like, my butt hurts. My legs are sore. How many hills are there? And we finally get there. And we take a break. We're sitting down on, because we did like a bike path. And he doesn't even take a picture. Not one picture of us biking. But I got to work this FUPA off. I got to work it off because it is coming in strong. Yeah, so I bought a bike and, oh, I did my Patreon hangout for the top tier daddies. I would be gender inclusive, but it was, of course, all dudes. And I, you know, I'm one of the boys, so it was tight. It did feel like I was a cam girl. I was like, do you guys want me to take my top off? Like, I don't know what to do in this situation. And the guys were so cool. And they were like all telling stories. Like, we were figuring out where everyone was from. There was a guy from Dubai. Yeah. In the Zoom hang. It was like 4 a.m. his time. And here's the thing. I forget if it was Dubai or not. No, it wasn't Dubai. I said I want to go to Dubai. But he was from maybe... where was he from? Not Iraq. Maybe... No, not Pakistan. Where was he from? Is there a place that starts with A-L... Yeah, he was from Albuquerque, fucking New Mexico. No, he was from somewhere in the Middle East. And it was, well, here's why he was up at 4 a.m. Al-Qaeda, no. I don't know. His name is Ali, though. Well, it's Ali, but I like to think it's Ali. And it was 4 a.m. his time. And the reason he was up is because it's Ramadan. Ramadama ding dong. That's bad. Don't cancel me. I know. How can you not say Shamalama Ding Dong and not laugh? But I added Ramadama Ding Dong. It's funny. I can't. Okay. That's not. Okay. Stop. I'm not getting canceled over a ding dong joke. So, anyway, it's Ramadan. So, the only time that they can eat is when the sun goes down. But that's cheating. If you just change your... It's about suffering. The reason you're supposed to be fasting is to suffer. That's what all religion is. You have to suffer. And he's like, I'm just staying up late. That's cheating. But whatever. He was just grubbing. His whole family was there. They were talking. I had to mute him. Because he was just like talking. He was like bringing his family in to like look at me on the screen. I was like, you need to calm down. But he was cool. Ali. Yeah, so he was telling us about his fasting. Oh, he was making me so jealous because he was talking about like shawarma and hummus. And then there was everyone else was like from fucking SoCal or NorCal or fucking wherever else. I was like, go home, you losers. We have someone from the Middle East fasting who's here. And yeah, so... It was fun. Everyone was just like chatting it up, broing out. I mean, I love any party that's about me. So that Zoom hang was a blast. But they were all getting to know each other, exchanging Instagrams. Then they started talking about other podcasts they like. I was like, save it for another time. I don't want to hear about, you know, congratulations or Tiger Belly or bad friends while we're with me. Okay, just whatever. Anyway, so that was really fun. If you want to do a Zoom. Well, here's the other thing. I think I got a lot of additional top tier patrons, like 2 days before the Zoom hang and the day of the Zoom hang. So I think that people were like paying to be top tier and then potentially revoking it just so they could do the Zoom hang. So next time I do it, I'm only going to let people in who have already paid. It's hard. It doesn't make sense, but I know if you're listening to this and you're planning on doing some dirty tricks with your Patreon, I know all the tricks and I'm not letting it slide. Because you can like, you can only send the invite to people who've already been like billed. Because people can like subscribe to the top tier, but not be billed until the, you know what I mean? So they can like take away their subscription before getting billed. Yeah, so I'm on it. Mom is getting her money, okay? Mom is getting fed by the government and her fans. Damn, I sound so dirty. I sound like a dirty little money whore. But I mean, what, you know, I got nothing else going on. I'm not going to start selling my underwear yet. That's only when times get real tough. Anyway, so I did the Patreon hang. That was a blast. I also tried to take the pink out of my hair, which I successfully did. However, the stuff that I used to get the color out also lightened my roots. And so then I was like, oh, well, if it will lighten my roots, then I should try and bleach my eyebrows. And then I tried and my eyebrows started falling out. And so I took it off prematurely. And now I just have like strawberry blonde ginger brows that don't match any other hair on my body. And it looks so bizarre. It's gonna, well, here's the thing. I don't know how long it lasts, but it's funny because like most of the hair is like this weird blondish, like orange color. And then when you look at it closely, you can see like my eyebrows are already growing in, so you can see the dark like root of my eyebrow. So it's like this weird like double. It's so bad. And I wanted to do green. That's why I took the pink out, so I could do green. But now I just feel like I look so weird. Like I need to just like go normal. Like I might just do like a neutral brown to feel like a person, because right now I feel like an alien and not in a good way. What else did I do this week? Uh-oh. I know, I'm trying to remember. We should have, what? I know. Oh! Blue da-ba-dee-da-ba-dee. Okay, there's this Vice. Oh, I guess I didn't really have much to say about this, but I watched this Vice documentary. They have this whole documentary on YouTube about Eiffel 65, who sings I'm blue da-ba-dee-da-ba-dee. It's crazy. Like it's one of the comments under the video says like, I never knew I needed a documentary about this song, but like, I'm glad that we have it. It's so interesting because I used to think that it was, if I were green, I would die. And it's just dabu dee dabu. I wanted to make a joke about this. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I feel like if I were to write a song, it could be like the number one song. And my sisters, they're like, they can be like kind of haters. They'd be like, oh, it's so incredible that you have a number one song. What the fuck is Dabu Dee Dabu Die? Like they would just shit on me. Imagine having the number one song and having to be like, oh, what's the name of the song? How can I check it out? And it's like, oh, it's blue parentheses Dabu Dee Dabu Die end parentheses. I think they didn't have auto tune, so the guy just had to sing it like a little bit off. He was like, dabba dee dabba die. Imagine going into the recording studio being like, I'm blue, if I were green I would die. And then the guy's like, yeah, could you just do it a little like fucked up? Could you just like make it sound shitty for a second? I'm blue, if I were green, da-ba-dee-da-ba-die. And they're like, that's perfect. That's gonna be a hit. And then they recorded it, they put it out, and then I think it was like 2 years went by. No heat on Dabu Dee Dabu Die. But then they played it on the radio. All of a sudden, blows up. One hit wonder. One of the guys wants to do his own. I just freaking We Bought a Zoo'd this documentary. I gave it all away. Watch it, though. It's really interesting. I don't know. Whatever. Now, listen up. It's just funny, like, talking, because they talk seriously about the song, and the song is just, like, such a fun, silly, like, you wouldn't think anything of it, and he's like, you know, the reason why we chose the lyrics for this song is because it's, like, it can be anything you want it to be, and it's, like, yeah. Da-ba-dee-da-ba-dee. I don't know, whatever, okay. I really had to get that off my chest. I felt strongly about saying that. What else? What else did I talk about? I don't know. We recorded an episode before this and I was like so brain dead. I like couldn't even think of anything to say. Oh my God, my COVID results are ready. I got tested. Oh yeah. Okay. What if I pull this up and I find out that I have the Rona live? No, it was a mouth swab. I drove in. Everyone was wearing like hazmat suits. I was like, calm down. They're like, keep your window rolled up. I'm negative. That's right, bitch. Negative Nancy in the house. Mama don't have the Rona. I'm gonna go cough on people in the street. I'm gonna find that guy who told me to put on my mask when I was riding a bike, and I'm gonna fucking sneeze in his direction from 5 feet away. I'm negative. Life is good. Sorry. Yeah, it's super easy. I made an appointment day of. I drove to this place. And they like have all these things. They have like a like papers to like show so you don't roll your window down. It was so extreme. They're like wearing full hazmat suits. And then you crack your window just a little bit. And they have like garbage picker. The garbage clappers, garbage claws. And so they like hand you the thing with the claw, the robot claw, and then they put it through the little crack of your window. Then you do it yourself. I felt like a little doctor. And then I just swabbed my mouth. They make you cough heavy 3 times. Make sure your window's rolled up before you do that or else they'll crucify you. And then you just swab, hand it over. And yeah, then I just got my results back. I think that was 5 days ago. They said you would get it in 5 days. Got it. I'm free. Mom is free. I know if I like suddenly had it now. But then I signed my mom up for the test because she had a headache for 2 days. And I'm like, you might as well get tested. You probably don't have it, but like, it's free, might as well. And someone told me, I think, I forget what it was. Maybe it was like on Instagram Live or something. I don't know what it was. But I was like, oh, I got a Corona test. And someone was like, you're taking a test away from someone who may need it. I'm like, no, they have so many tests in Los Angeles for free to the public. You just sign up and do it. I'm not taking it from anyone. I'm taking it because a bitch need to know what she got. I got nothing. So, yeah, sorry, I took a test. People just like to chime in without knowing all the details. That's what it is. People just like to be like, let me tell you something. And it's like, you don't even know the whole thing. Ooh, but my mom, I signed her up for the test and she's like, you know what? I'm actually not going to do it. That's who you should be. You know, whatever. She listens to this. Mom, it just disappointed me. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed, Mom. She's so stubborn. That's just stubborn. And she always said, Mom, listen to me. She's listening. My mom always complained about how my grandma was stubborn. Her mom, she was always like, ugh, my mom is so stubborn. And now she's being stubborn. This is just how I tell her how I feel without having to actually talk to her. I'm like, Mom, listen to my podcast this week. I can't believe I don't. Tommy, I don't have Corona. Okay. My roommate's thrilled about this information. What else? Anthony? Anthony's on his phone. Let me see what else. How much time are we at? 35. This could be a short episode potentially. We can splice it together. Let's see. What else did I do? Nothing really. Let me just make sure that I'm not missing anything. Okay, I did my bike. I did Patreon. I did COVID. What else did I do? I did meth. No. Could you imagine if, like, post-corona, I just, like, decided to become a meth head? I mean, I'd have so much energy. This podcast would be extremely, like, I would never have nothing to say. No, I've never done meth. I mean, maybe on accident, like doing Molly or something, but I've never, like, intentionally done meth. Let me check my pictures to see if I took pictures of anything I did this week. No, I talked about my FUPA. Yeah, I covered it all, didn't I? Yeah. Did I talk last week about seeing the baby who I normally babysit? Yeah. Okay, that's it. I don't know if I'll be babysitting. Who knows? Oh, I want to move in with my dad, kind of, but he won't let me move in with him because he has a roommate named John, who he met at the cigar lounge. And apparently, if John moves out, I'm not moving in. He was like, no. Why? He doesn't love me. Oh my god, yes. Okay. Yeah, I have nothing. Oh, my dad for sure has secrets. I have nothing else to talk about. Oh, I'm gonna read. My phone's about to die. So normally when I record, before I record the podcast, I ask people on Instagram what I should talk about, suggestions of things to talk about. People say the craziest stuff to me. Like, I'm just going to read you what people say. Like, it's actually psychotic that they think that I would talk about this stuff. Okay, I'm just going to rapid read all of these suggestions for what to talk about on the podcast. Fish sticks and why they were pushed on us so much as children. Cosplayers and how some make over $1 million a year. What gloss are you wearing? Hot dogs are the most American food. How is that a suggestion to talk about? Would you ever date a fan? Have you ever dated someone who previously knew your work? I've talked about that on episodes before. Opinions on plant moms. First thing you see when you Google your name. Breakfast burritos. What is the dating scene going to be like post-pandemic? Oh, that's actually kind of good. I think I kind of have talked about that before, but I feel like hugs are going to be like third base now. Hugs are third base. Okay. Yeah, I think dating's... I mean, I don't know. I feel like things are going to kind of go back to normal, but I think people want to settle down now. Don't you think? Like, this just, like, puts things into perspective. You, like, really analyze where you want to be in a couple years and what you want to do. I don't know. I always kind of want to be in a relationship, but then once I'm in one, I'm like, gotta go. Sorry. Some dude shot his shot with me the other night. This guy who I, like, have kissed once before. We, like, went on a date. We kissed. He kissed like this. Like, tiny little baby kisses. And I was like, is this serious? And he was serious. But we're still friends. And I was like, oh, what are you up to this week? Like, we should go walk to the dam. Like, the little water area in LA. And he was like, oh, maybe we can hang out tonight. I can't go today. And I was like, I don't know. I got stuff to do. He was like, why don't you just spend the night? The odd. Audacity? Where did that come from? I wasn't even like chatting to him like that, but maybe I was and I didn't know it. I don't know. I think everyone's just shooting their shot right now. It's a wild time. It's the Wild West. Everyone's horny as hell. I feel like wearing masks now is like wearing, like, I get what it's like to be a guy with condoms where I'm like, yeah, like, I have a mask, but, like, I don't know, it just doesn't feel the same. Like, I don't know, like, going to the grocery store with a mask on, it's just like, it's not, like, I'm actually allergic to wearing masks. That's funny. Okay. I gotta go. Oh, yes. Quick shout out to the ones who support me. Thank you for reminding me. I gotta shout out the homies who, like, who help me do what I do. Okay. Let's see. Is that for all tiers or just top tier? Oh, yeah. I have to check. Okay. Okay, quick shout out to these people who are my main chillers. They have the license to chill. They help me out on Patreon. So quick shout out to Matthew Moyer, Breewit One, Rob G, Vega Noel, Ollie, Al Jalebi. I probably fucked that up. Sean Goff, Ricky Leal, The Rebel Fool, Andrew Kennedy, Radio KAJW, David Roman, Weston Zlatnik, Dan Abrigo, Nodder Banky. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. Nadir, Banky, and Matt. Just Matt. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, wait. Do I know Nod? Anyway, whatever. Thank you, everyone. I love you so much. God bless. Hey, stay chill. We're gonna get through this. Don't be so hard on yourself. If you're feeling like shit, reach out to someone. Like and subscribe, rate and review, comment, leave a nice little comment. I love the comments. Are there any good ones? Let me see if there's any good ones from last week's episode that I want to make. The cold brew one was so funny. Oh my God. Let me see. I love the comments. Let's see if last week's episode has any good ones. Okay. My podcast makes me laugh. Nope. Someone just said Fupa Gang. Not too many funny ones. Well, maybe on this episode there'll be some hot and silly comments. Okay, that's it. Bye. See you later.